The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Ants may be small, but they're certainly not stupid, as evidenced by the discovery that they build rafts to save themselves and their queen during floods. What's more, they construct the rafts using themselves, living ants linked together to form a nearly waterproof, buoyant vessel. Social organisms have an advantage when responding to ecological adversity. They can react in a collective and organized way. Surprisingly, baby ants were used to form the base of the raft. Worker adult ants then joined together to form the rest of the structure. The queen was always placed in the safest spot, right in the center of the raft. Now, protecting the queen is absolutely essential to the survival of the colony. Individual ants don't live a long life, so the colony's future is directly relative to the continued reproductive success of the queen. But putting the babies on the bottom sounds tough. However, further experiments reveal that the brood are the most buoyant members of the society and that rafting does not decrease their survival. This configuration benefits the group at minimal cost. In fact, in experiments with rafting ants, nearly all survived.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.